God is good, family. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, so much. You know my heart. You know my desires. And you give us those things. Because you said when we seek you first, your kingdom, your righteousness, all those other things will be added to us. So thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you for the master's call. Thank you for my leaders, for my family. Thank you for Artist Father, Artist Life, Lord God. Thank you for the minister that's going to come forward and give the word today. I thank you that I got an opportunity to hear their voices today, my King. You are good. This call will not be interrupted at all. So, family, without any further ado, I say thank you, Lord, for TMC. I am going to turn this call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. Take it away, Prayer General. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. It is definitely a joy, and I'm telling you, I'm excited. You got me in tears. You got me smiling, and just to hear your voice, and you have safe travels on your journey there. We're so thankful and grateful that you have seated and greeted every one of us with the joy of the Lord in your heart. Thank you so much. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Robin, say welcome to the Master's Call. Now, if this is your first time here on this call, let me tell you just a little bit about what we're all about. Well, it started back in October 2010, and we are so excited because we are approaching 8 years. Yes, 8 wonderful years here on our telecommunication sanctuary. And it started with our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We say thank you for them saying yes to the master. And the scripture that we're standing on is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Whether you know it or not, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, yes, we do have a website. The website you can always go to. You can always get a word from the Lord. You can always hear a message anytime you get ready. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where all the messages, as I mentioned, have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year, and we are thriving on that theme, in 2018, through me, supernatural, expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, many of you might say, oh, you know, I want to be a part of this ministry. You can do so. So send some information. We want you to be a part of us. You can greet us, Minister Robin did so wonderfully. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you even may have a word. That information to send is to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will definitely contact you. Now, what started us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company, Artist International, which is now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and it was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 29 years ago and now passed over to his son, Alejandro, and his daughter-in-law, Elvia Diaz de Leon. And we are now Artist Life, where we have the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share with you what these products and what this company is all about. Now, what's so excited, all roads, airways are headed towards the regional conference in Cincinnati, Ohio at the Radisson Hotel, October 5th, 6th, 7. You want to be in the place. I don't know if it's too late, but you might want to try. The number at the Radisson Hotel is 859-491-1200, and they'll be flying into CVG Airport, and that's at the Cincinnati Riverfront. You can go to the back office and get your tickets for only $39, and it's definitely going to be worth being in the place. Team Trinity Plus One has definitely getting ready to lay out the red carpet for everyone to be there in the place and have a wonderful time. And that Sunday service is going to kick off with a beautiful message, a beautiful service with the messenger being our very own Minister Kai Brown. So get there at the regional conference. Now, also, before I go into any other information, announcements, I just want to share with you that the new morning motivational call is coming up after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. Today is Testimonial Thursday. You want to hear the testimonies today. The PIN, 294-617-pound. Now what I'm getting ready to do is get out of the way, because we have a woman of God who is such a joy. She's such a blessing. She loves the Lord, and she definitely sends out a word from God within her spirit man. I'm telling you, get your pens, your pads ready, because we have an evangelist on the line. She is none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker, a born-again believer in 1984, attended Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under Pastor Jerome Lowry. Afterwards, Evangelist Wanda realized the Lord had a plan for her. 3 years later, the Lord led her to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the late Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Currently a member of ANWA Church with Apostle Matthew Stevenson as the senior pastor, Evangelist Wanda received her ministerial license and later was ordained. God called her to preach, teach, and help hurting people. Throughout her ministry, she served in women's ministry, assistant Sunday school teacher, and financial secretary. She has ministered in various churches and annual revivals in Gary, Indiana, as well as leader of a prayer group. She received a certificate in intercessory prayer and biblical studies. In her obedience to God with joy, she ministered to many in hospitals, nursing homes, and jails, along with street ministry. Evangelist Wanda resides in Chicago, Illinois, with her husband, William Walker. Together, they were blessed with 3 children, 3 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Evangelist Wanda is the JBS alumni, and also an Artist Life distributor. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own minister, Evangelist Wanda Walker. Are you there, my sister?
Yes, I am, my sister. God bless you, and thank you so much. Excuse me.
God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, Minister Robin, for that tag, Thankful Thursday, and truly, I am so thankful to the Lord. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you so much for all that you have done and all that you are doing. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton, and Pastor V. Now, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I love you, I bless you, and I praise you. I ask, Father God, that I decrease and you increase. You speak through my lips of clay and say to your people what you would have to say. In Jesus' name, love you, Lord. Amen. Now, my sisters and my brothers, God is awesome, and he is so, so worthy to be praised. Now, I'm going to talk about being chosen, the chosen children of destiny, which is us. Let's go to St. John, the 15th chapter, starting at the 16th verse. And it reads, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Skip down to the 19th verse. "If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you." Let me bag it up. "These things," the 17th verse, "I command you, that ye love one another." There's so much hatred in the world, but we got to show love. 18th, "If the world hate you," and the world do, "ye know that it hated me before it hated you. The world hated the Lord before us, so they're going to hate us, they're going to dislike us, they're going to mistreat us." But the 19th verse, he said, "If you were of the world," we're not of the world, we're in this world, but we're not of the world. He said, "The world will love his own." The world is going to love his own. The world love each other. "But because ye are not of the world," we're not of this world. "We in this world, but we're not of this world. But I have chosen you out of the world." What a blessing. "Therefore, the world hateth you." They dislike us. Okay. So what? So what? We are chosen. And he said, not that we chose him. We didn't choose him. I know, well, I didn't choose him. He chose me. Out of six children, he chose me. What do chosen mean? He chose, chosen mean to be picked out, selected from a group. You know, I was picked out when I was in school. I loved to play softball. And they picked two people out of the class to play. And one of those persons was me. I love to play, and if a ball come my way, I'm going to catch it. So I was chosen, man. It means that I was selected. I was favored. Now, how much more would I be favored by God? How much more is it a blessing to be chosen by God? His favored. He favored us. He favored me. We are somebody. We are a chosen child, children for destiny. What a blessing. What a privilege. What an honor. We are chosen. Said, not that you have chose me one. You did not choose me. I chose you. Before the foundation of the world, he looked on us. And he chose. He picked you out of your family. He picked me out of my family, which made us favored, being selected. He could have chose my oldest sister. He could have chose the middle sister or brother. But he chose me, which makes me special, which makes me favored. And the enemy always want to make you think you ain't nobody. Oh, but I am. I am somebody. And then the enemy make you think that, okay, people dislike me. So you be like, you hurt, you get into your emotions, and you feel like, oh, so-and-so did this. Well, duh, they hated Jesus. They disliked Jesus. Who I think I am that they ain't gonna like me? I got over it, and I realized that I am a chosen. I'm God's chosen one, picked out, selected, which makes people mad when you're picked out, when you're favored. But it's okay. It's all right because God is good. You got to put it on him. He's the one that chose me, chosen to do a work for God. Many are called, but few are chosen. He chose me, which makes me know that I am somebody. So, the 16th verse, he said, you have not chosen me. You didn't choose me, Wanda, but I chose you, and I ordained you. I set you apart. I called you to be my evangelist. I did that, Wanda. Why? Because I love you. I favored you. I selected you because I know what I put in you. Why did you choose me, Lord? Because I want you to go forth and bring fruit, Wanda, and let your fruit remain. I don't want you acting like the world. The world is confused and full of evil, evil works. The world is a liar. They don't tell the truth. They of their father, the devil, that lies. We have to tell the truth. The truth will set us free. He said, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. When you are chosen by God, you're going to do it the way God say do it. You're going to walk in integrity. When somebody try to get you to lean to the left or go to the right, no, you're not going to do that. You know what God say. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. You're going to say, no, I don't care if it caused me to end up losing something. So what that's dear to me that I'm supposed to get? So what if I lose it? If I got to do it the way the devil say do it, if I got to lie, it's not God. God is not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, that settles it. It's coming to pass. So walk in integrity. I was attacked with integrity, but guess what? I'm my father, chosen one. So I'm going to do it the way God say do it. I'm not going to do it the way the devil wanted me to do it. Hallelujah. And when you stand on God's word, he's going to come through for you. Hallelujah. I'm his chosen one. So his chosen one have to act like him. Peace. God said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world give, I give unto you. I am God's chosen one. So I'm supposed to have the peace that he left here with me. And I'm going to hold on to that peace. Nobody's going to take that peace from me. Above confusion. God is not the author of confusion. He said, but a peace. We got peace in the midst of the storm. I don't care what's happening in the world. We are God's chosen one. When we continue to stay focused on the Lord, when we begin to pray, when we begin to fast, when we begin to know that, hallelujah, I don't care what it looked like, what it seemed like. I can have peace in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are God's chosen one. We can have life over death. The devil tell you you're going to die. You tell him, I'm going to live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And to have that abundant life, it's time to live. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We are God's chosen children for destiny. Hallelujah. The devil tell you, don't believe. You know, fear going to come on you. Say, you can't do that. You can't do this. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I choose faith over fear. I believe God is able to do anything but fail. So I'm a chosen child for destiny. So I hold my head up high, and I know that I am somebody. I know that, hallelujah, whatever my father say, he's going to do it because, hallelujah, I am his chosen one, chosen, selected. We are a people, hallelujah, that don't have to worry about nothing but pray about everything and know that we are the king's kid. And being the king's kid, we are somebody. We are his chosen children for destiny. So trust God. Believe God. Hold your head up high and know that you are somebody. He chose you. Hallelujah. No matter what you look like, no matter what people say, he chose you because you are special. You are his elect one. You are his precious one. You are selected. You are favored by God. What a blessing, what a privilege, what an honor to be chosen by God. I didn't choose him because I was doing my thing, but God, he knew he had chose me before the foundation of the world. He knew I was going to come to him, and I'm so glad I did. When the world is, full of chaos, I can stand and I can say, God, thank you for choosing me. Touch them, Lord God. Save them. Draw them by your mighty spirit. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like, I know I'm somebody. I'm his chosen child for destiny and going to bring forth fruit for his glory. And my fruit will remain. God is good, and he's a loving God and a caring God. Know that you are chosen. So in being chosen, that means you are precious. You are favored by God. And whatever our Father have, we have it too, because we are his chosen children. So know that whatever the devil say, you say the opposite, because you are somebody. You are somebody. So he chose you to go forth and bring forth fruit. Your family will be saved because he said it. He said it in his word, believe on the Lord, and thou shalt be saved in thy household. So no matter what it seemed like, what it looked like, we win because we are what? His chosen child for destiny. We are somebody. God bless you. I love you. And God loves you more. Host, are you there?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Evangelist Wanda Walker, for that profound message this morning. We are chosen, and I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction at the end of the call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, gracious Holy Father, we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, because you have chosen us. We are your people, Lord God, who was called by your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God who reminded us, Lord God, that you chose us, Lord God, that you selected us and told us that we belong to you. You are ours. And we thank you, Father God, that you made us, Lord God, the head and not the tail. You made us heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, that we are citizens of the kingdom of the Almighty God. We glorify you, Father, for the truth of the Spirit of the living God dwelling on the inside of us. We thank you, O God, for your word is forever settled in heaven. And we speak your word daily, Lord God, over our lives, over the circumstances, over every given situation. And we realize, Father God, that through this minister that you have chosen to remind us that anything that we do, Father God, we can speak to the mountain and the mountain will be removed because you have chosen us to do so. We thank you, Father, as two or three are coming together, touching and agreeing over all of these prayer requests, Father God, those that are going through ailments, Father, with their bodies. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father, for those that are going through surgeries. We call them, Father, that they are healed and old. And we glorify you, Father, for just orchestrating the surgeon's hands, Lord God. And everything, Lord God, we know this still working together for the good of those that love you who are called according to your purpose. We thank you, O God, for putting your arms around the bereaved families, O God. We thank you for comforting them in such a manner, Lord God, that they'll realize that it's nobody but you that is sitting on the side of them, Lord God, and healing their hearts, Lord God, as they go through this mourning season. Lord God, we thank you for the Artist Life family that are taking their trips, Father, to Mexico. We ask for divine protection as they travel to the destination. Father, we ask that you bless them in every way for this weekend, Lord God. Let them enjoy the fullness of your love together there in Mexico. We thank you, Father, for all those that are on this call. We decree and declare that they are healed and whole and complete in you. And, Father, that this day will be the best days of their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you have heard it. This powerful message about we are chosen. Please share this message with someone. And the playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Remember, get ready to go to that regional conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it will be at the Radisson Hotel at the Cincinnati Riverfront. You want to be in the place October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Get with a person that's with artists. If you want to be a visitor, you're welcome to be there as well. And also, we have the New Morning Motivational Call coming up next with Testimonial Thursday with our beautiful manager, Claudette Brown, hosting the call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, we thank you so much, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your heart. Thank you so much. And thank you again, Evangelist Wanda Walker, for this profound message that we are chosen. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, God bless you, my sister. Thank God we are his chosen one for destiny. Know that. God bless you. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the only wise God, our Lord and Savior, both majesty, both now and forever. God bless you. Love you all. Amen. Bye-bye.